In 1996, Beck summed it all up. With some simple technology, almost anyone can energize the dance floor with homegrown beats. Today, substitute laptop computers for turntables, and the DJ revolution continues. Our music director, Ned Wharton, reviews two discs that stand as testaments to the new grassroots movement for aspiring groove makers.
After the breakup of his band, Bohemia Suburbana, Juan Carlos Barrios retreated to his native Guatemala and waited for inspiration. It turns out the sounds and rhythms he needed to make music were all around him. Chicken truck horns, the cadences of men discussing politics, old jazz and salsa records, and the ubiquitous AM radio. Radio Zumbido, Los Últimos Días del AM is Barrios' new project on the Palm Pictures label. The collision of old and new worlds is surreal, and it's said that a Radio Zumbido live show is equally striking. A drummer and bass player accompany crackly AM radio broadcasts on stage, with guitarist Barrios twiddling the dials. For the do-it-yourselfer, here's a new beat kit. Pick up a copy of Drop the Needle on Amulet Records. Load a track into your computer and create your own mix backed by one of the hippest drummers around, Illy B. Eats. You may know him better as Billy Martin from the groovy Modesky Martin and Wood. The 2-CD set includes raw breakbeats as well as compositions artists have sent to Martin using his beats. Martin says he was amazed at music sent in from complete unknowns. DJ RPM, for example, is a kid from Maine who calls himself a cowboy phonographologist. When was the last time you heard a harpsichord in a DJ mix? And here's a news flash. Billy Martin mixes beats live with DJ Olive, John Modesky, and others at concerts this week in New York and Philadelphia. Come on, baby.
Ned Wharton's director's cuts can be found on the Weekend Edition Sunday webpage at npr.org.